God, any distractions, I pray that you would just to throw those distractions away and that you would be placed on high in our mind tonight. We love you, Lord, tonight. God, we want to worship you tonight. Let's worship God with all our passion and might tonight.
Glorifying God. Tonight is about making God the king of our lives and enthroning him alone. So let's just worship God as king in this place and king in our hearts tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we just worship you, God. God, I don't have any place to go but forward into your arms. God, the only place that I have to go, God, is straight into the depths of your river, God. The river of grace. God, where you wash over me. God, where your power and your mercy, God, in the blood of your Son, make me whole again. The only place I have to go is to your cross, God, to your feet. That's where I'm made complete. That's where I'm made whole again.
God. Holy God. Father God, we just come before you tonight, God, and we lay it all down, God. Father, what more could we do, Lord? What more could we give you, Jesus, than what you gave, God? God, nothing compares to what you did for us, God. So we lay all that we have, God, all that we are, Jesus, at your feet, God. Lord, we surrender it to you tonight, God. Jesus, we put our hope in you tonight, God. God, we give you everything, Jesus. We give you our dreams, our passions, all that we are, God. And we give it into your hands, Lord. Jesus, we say that you are the only way, God. You are all that we have, God. Jesus, we've left it all for you, God. Lord, there's no going back. We're sold to you, Lord. We're desperate for you, Jesus. Your every breath, God. Your every word, Jesus. Every moment, God, in your glory, Jesus. That's what we've traded it all for, God. Lord, we're desperate for you, Jesus. We love you, God. We thank you for what you did for us, God. We thank you for that death on the cross, Lord. We thank you for that promise of a relationship, God. That relationship that we know, Jesus. Jesus, that new life, God, that we're living. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we would not trade it for anything, God. There's nothing that would make us go back, God. Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful, God, with all that we are, Jesus, for all that you've done. God, we worship you. We thank you tonight. Thank you, God. You know, as I was just praying about giving the tithe message this week, the Lord really placed a verse on my heart. And many of you know it, many of you have heard it. It's Luke 12:34. It says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And when we think about this verse, we think about the fact that many people in our churches, in GM, we just have a hard time giving to the Lord. We just struggle so much to give that money that we've worked so hard for. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the struggle really has nothing to do with money. It doesn't have to do with the fact that you think you're not making enough to pay the bills. It doesn't have to do with the fact that all your money is going to help support your family. It doesn't have to do with any of that. But as the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. It has to do with where your heart is. It has to do with if you've really surrendered it all to the Lord. If you've really given Jesus everything. You know, you might be here tonight and you're thinking, James, I mean, I've surrendered a lot to the Lord. I have surrendered a lot. And tithing is just one of those things that I'm still working on. It's still growing on me. And if that's you tonight, I think you'll appreciate another verse. And that verse is, faith without works is dead. If we say, Lord, we believe in you, God. Lord, we're living our life for you. But our works, the works of a Christian, are not accompanied with our faith, then our faith is dead. If we say, God, I'm going to give you everything, I'll follow you, you know, wherever you call me, but we're not doing what God has called us to do now, we're not tithing, we're not serving, we're not giving, if we're not doing these things, our faith is dead. You see, tithing is
It's about so much more than money. And if we can't give tonight, it is a scary sign of something so much greater. And that's why 1 Timothy 6 says, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil." It says, "Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." You see, the Bible hints at the fact that it's worth so much more than money. If we can't surrender our money, if we can't give that thing that's important to us, then we can't give our hearts. And our faith in Christ, our very salvation, is unstable. So we're going to give tonight. And if you've been struggling, if you've been struggling to give to the Lord, I really want to encourage you to get right with the Lord tonight and give Him everything and secure your faith in Christ through our works. So I'm going to pray and let's just come and give with a cheerful heart to the Lord. Father God, we come before you tonight, Jesus. And God, we give because you first gave. We give, God, because your love for us, God, was demonstrated by the work of Christ. Jesus, because you said, you did more than words, God. You actually lived a life and gave it all to us, God. It wasn't just talk, Lord. And so tonight, Lord, we want to do more than just talk. We want to say we have more than faith, God, but we have action with that faith. So we put it all in you tonight, God. We give you everything tonight, Jesus. Receive our offering. Thank you, God. Let's come and give. You.
All right, let's worship or fellowship, whatever you want.
rest in this place.
God, we worship you tonight. We unite our hearts with yours. Your name to be glorified above all names, God. We choose to follow you today. We choose to give our lives to you today. God, that every single moment would be traded for something that will last. God, that we would trade our lives for eternity. God, for things that are eternal. God, and that all other things would be just burned up, God, would be just chaff that blows away. God, that our lives and our hearts would be purified and refined. God, that as we go through the fire, Lord, that like precious metal and precious stones, God, we would be more refined by the fire, God, that we would be strengthened by the fire. Pray that you would go with each one of us tonight, God, that we would win the battle, God, that we would take ground in our own hearts, God, so that as we fight for you, we can take ground for your kingdom, God, that we could take ground in other people's hearts, God, that we can win the lost for your kingdom, for your sake. Give us the boldness to stand our ground. Because we only have two choices. We can either stand firm and stand our ground, or we can break. God, and I pray that that would happen to all of us, God, that you would either break our hearts for the lost, or that we would be willing to stand firm and proclaim your gospel and not let the enemy to take ground. God, that you have already won. Move in our lives tonight, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. You guys have a great night.